It's still pretty hot, y'all.
So how are you surviving the summer?
I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song.
Welcome to another episode
of what?
K-Pop Connection, of course. And it's Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. And we just heard Mr. Kim Tae-woo featuring Ali with Because of You, Shione. Can you imagine life without air conditioners? No, I cannot with this crazy heat wave that we had in Korea. No, 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 no. It's been over 100 years since the invention of the modern air conditioner. But long before air conditioning, hotels and beach resorts, Koreans had their own clever ways of surviving the hottest days of the year. According to newly released historical records, government officials during the Goryeo dynasty knew how to beat the heat during summer. I don't know how they did it. They actually enjoyed regular days off roughly every week. Mm-hmm. They could also take leave if they were sick, needed to care for their parents, or visit family graves. Sounds surprisingly modern for people who lived nearly 1,000 years ago, don't it? Now, during the Joseon Dynasty, King Sejong even introduced something called Saga Dokso, a kind of an academic sabbatical that allowed government officials to step away from work. Not to binge watch TV, no, of course not, but to spend time reading and writing and get away from the heat. And speaking of reading, scholars believe books were one of the best ways to beat the heat. Many woke up at dawn to read poetry and Confucian classics before the summer sun became unbearable. Meanwhile, farmers celebrated the end of the season's toughest field work with lively festivals called Homi Shisi, Shit-i, or hoe washing festivals. After washing the mud off their hoes, they'd hang up, or, you know, their tools, and spend a day, or sometimes several days, relaxing by streams, sharing food and drinks, singing, dancing, and enjoying music together. If that was me, in a hot day, I would not be dancing. Uh-oh, no, 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 no. So, while we escape the summer with air conditioners and iced Americanos, or iced teas, our ancestors had something just as important. Time off, good company, and a well-earned celebration after a hard day's work. Well, for you guys right now who are working and, of course, hopefully getting time off in a short bit, we have a perfect song for you. It's by Paul Kim. It's called Need a Break? Suga. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for you to break or take a break. Or break. Break something in the office. I'm just joking. Don't do that. You'll get fired. And relax. Drink your coffee, your wine, your beer, your tea, your water, your H2O. It doesn't matter what you drink. We just want you to enjoy it and, you know, let all the news soak into your brain that we have for you today. Now, if our ancestors, I can't even say that word today, ancestors believed reading was the best way to escape the heat, why don't we also give it a chance for ourselves? Give it a go this summer with, you know, some Korean novels that our overseas readers are saying are the best reads. So, we're talking about the best-selling Korean novels overseas, and they weren't your thrillers or K-pop-inspired romances. One of them was Welcome to the Hyunam-dong Bookshop, a gentle story about people finding comfort, friendship, and a fresh start at a neighborhood bookstore. Now, the Turkish edition alone sold more than 60,000 copies last year, topping over 160,000 copies in the country. Overall, the novel has sold more than 1 million copies worldwide and has been translated into 50 languages. It seems readers around the world are falling in love with what's being called Korea's healing fiction, or stories that focus on rest, emotional recovery, and human connection. Sounds perfect for a hazy summer night, don't it, y'all? Maybe it can cool you off. Now, another hit in the same genre, The Second Chance Convenience Store, also sold around 66,000 copies overseas last year. Now, Korean literature, as a whole is having a major moment globally. More than 1.19 million translated Korean books were sold worldwide in 2025, marking the second straight year that overseas sales topped 1 million. So, maybe the next great Korean export isn't just K-pop or K-dramas. It might just be a really good book and a nice cold cup of coffee and a cozy little bookstore. Mmm, sounds so good. Well, to get you motivated to read a book, we got two great songs. We got Beast with Fiction and then 잔나비 with Dreams. Books, Power and Walls. 꿈과 책과 힘과 벽. Requests and responses! That's right! You know, we love to hear from you guys, and we're always tuning in to which song you want to listen to. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna read out your messages, blast out your songs, and then one of you lucky, beautiful people are gonna get a prize. But you gotta stick with us till the end to find out who it's gonna be. And of course, if you're tuning in right now and you know the person, contact them. Be like, yo, you know, you won? And of course, if you don't know them and if you want to tune in another day and find out if you won or not, you can always check back to see if you won or not on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And we keep a close track on our message board, Gram, KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So send in the requests throughout the week. And if they don't get played today, we play throughout the week. All right? Keep that in mind. And we're going to get into it right now with the first request by Young Stars Radio Club from the Book of Faces. Hi, DJ Brian. I'm tuning in to KPC from Hyderabad, India. I'd love to request Hello Future by NCT Dream, composed by Kenzie Moonshine. I've been needing a little boost lately, and this track always reminds me that love and optimism can overcome any challenge, sending lots of love and joyful vibes to all the listeners around the world. Okay. 73 best regards from Hari Madugula. Is 73 your age? I don't know what that number is. Okay. So I guess our producer wrote it here in amateur ham radio and historical telegram code. Oh, it's a telegraph code. 73 is a shorthand sign-off meaning best regards or best wishes. Oh, cool. I feel like a spy. Cool. I feel like I'm like a... like a movie right now. Ooh, I feel like, what's that actor? If you're listening to this phone call right now, I'm gonna find you and kill you for kidnapping my daughter. Liam Neeson! I feel like Liam Neeson right now. I'm not gonna kill you guys though, don't worry. I will if you don't, you know, if you guys are those people answering our Y2C and you don't finish the answer, I will find you. And I will hurt you. Anyways, we're going to play your request right now. NCT Dream, Hello Future. All right, that was NCT Dream with Hello Future. Now, we're going to get into more of your requests. Next one is from at Hef-E-A. I hope I'm saying your name right. Hello and hi, DJ Brian. For Blackpink's 10th debut anniversary, I'd love to request Stay. It's such a beautiful and emotional song, and it always reminds me of how far Blackpink and their fans have come together over the years. Happy 10th anniversary to Blackpink. I hope we can celebrate this special milestone together with Stay on K-Pop Connection. Also, we had Riaz Ahmad Khan also requested a song by Blackpink. Happy belated 10th anniversary, Blackpink. So their anniversary was actually on August 8th. Okay, they debuted on August 8th, 2016. Okay, 10 years. Wow. 10 years is a long time, but just to let you guys know, 27 for me this year. Ugh. That's a full-grown adult. They're just a 10-year-old kid, but I'm old. Anyways, moving on. Ashok Kansal. Dear Brian Ju. On KBS K-Pop Connection Season 3, I'm requesting Ditto by NewJeans, please. This song gives me so many feelings and the melody is perfect for radio. 사랑해요 K-Pop Connection from Ashok Kansal in India. Okay. Season 3. The fact that you knew it was Season 3. I forgot it was Season 3. I don't even know what season we were on. Because I'm still stuck on the fact that I'm 27. Anyways, that's what we're here to do. We're here to play the music you guys want to hear. First up, happy 10th anniversary, Blackpink with Stay. And then NewJeans with Ditto. All right, that was NewJeans with Ditto. And we're going to get into more of your requests right now. But we still have a winner to announce, so you guys can't go nowhere. Our next one is from Powers from our message board. Happy Monday. I would like to request the latest track of POW called Flavor. It's a track that suits summer, and I believe it will help brighten your mood to start the week. Powers would be glad to hear this song on K-Pop Connection. Thank you so much for supporting great music. Well, that's what we do. We support all our K-pop fans who love K-pop. And of course, that's why our show is called K-pop Connection. We want to connect all the K-pop people. Alrighty. So I'm new to POW. So I'm actually interested in listening to the song. So I can't wait. All right. And also going to get into our last request for this week. It's by DDJYRHJU. So yeah, the same last name as me, if that's your last name. Hi, Brian. The weather has been so hot lately. Yes, it has. Is there any food you've been enjoying these days? Let me know. I've been eating a lot of cold noodles lately. So could you play 냉면 by Myung Car Drive for me? I'm always cheering you on. All righty. Oh, great. Now I'm craving 냉면. I haven't had it in a while. 냉면 and my the kimchi that I have at the house is so good. It's from Jeju-do. Anyways, I'm going off topic. We are going to play your request right now before we announce today's winner. First up, we had POW with Flavor. And then we have 명카 드라이브, which is 박명수 and Jessica with 냉면. Alrighty, guys. That was 명카 드라이브 with 냉면. And you know what time it is? It is time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is... Powers! Congratulations, Powers. Well, now you guys have to let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with your gram handle, your name, your message board ID, whatever it was you got in contact with us with so we can find you, including the date that you've won. It makes it that much easier for us to find you and send you a prize. And with that said, it's time for us to say goodbye to everybody. But don't be sad. We have two great songs taking us out. We have John Park with Summer Returns, 여러분 돌아와. And then we have Hwasa with So Cute. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.